It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, Trump hates her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, he likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, this team is just not that good.
Really? Both of them start with R?
Never confuse those two.
No.
Well. It seems good talent is hard to find.
A bag with a career.
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear.
That's
a clear crystallized substance.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And the emergency break of the week is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and by Service Experts. I have the hardest job in broadcasting, Monty. I am the backup host of the emergency break of the week. So like a backup quarterback, I have to be ready each week. But most of the time, I don't get to play.
I'll say it. Hero.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much. So George is out. We have Monty in. And we still have the e-break. And we still have three candidates, as always. We'll let the P1s vote here at the end of the segment. And starting us off this week, candidate number one is George Dunham. Last Friday, during Picks Against the P1 with Wesley, Wesley was great. He beat me in the picks. He tied George. Seemed like a very sweet P1, but there was something about our conversation with Wesley that tickled George.
Do you have a lot of business jargon talk every day?
Pretty much. It's a bunch of spreadsheets, Zoom meetings, etc.
Okay. All right, Wesley. Well, here we go. It's five high school and five college and five pro. And we start off in the high school ranks, where Melissa is at Prosper tonight to take on Wanda Crow.
What's so funny about that matchup?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just got the laughs.
Okay.
This is a big one.
Are you okay?
The way you're laughing about this, you know what?
I don't understand.
The way you're laughing about this makes me want to take Walnut Grove.
Okay. What about you, Wesley?
What was the matchup? I didn't catch it from your laugh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, give it to us again, Wesley.
It's...
What is so funny about this matchup?
I don't know. I just got the laughs. It's Melissa at Prosper Walnut Grove. That's the matchup.
I'll take Prosper. I'll take Prosper.
Okay.
Who do you like, George?
I like Prosper.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing.
What that's I hope the people at the game tonight between those two teams have as much fun as George is having talking about those two teams.
I do too. Okay. There is a four-way tie right now atop District 10-6A. And Longview plays North Forney tonight.
Well, you know my dad, may he rest in peace.
Indeed.
Was a Longview Lobo. Wow. And I don't think he ever controlled his laughter for like another 3 minutes.
And I still don't know what he was laughing about.
Gosh. The gaslighting of poor George.
I don't get it.
I loved it when Wesley said, I couldn't hear the matchup because of your laugh.
George, what's making you so jovial, dear Mr. Dunham?
Wow. That was funny. All right, so that is candidate number one, George, laughing uncontrollably during our picks with Wesley. Candidate number two comes to us from The Invasion, heard from 9 to 1 here on The Ticket every day, Donovan Lewis and Matt McLaren. And it's Matt up this week as candidate number two. This is on Wednesday. They were talking about the Dallas Stars, and Matt introduced a condition that apparently the entire team was battling. Mm-hmm.
Let's hop aboard the OSS for some other sports S. And let's start with the Dallas Stars, who, despite being incredibly backed up, banged up, they could be backed up.
I'd say, man, what a horrible ailment for the entire team.
I don't know if they are
so
or not.
Backed
to be fair.
Up.
They're not usually that specific in that sport.
No,
it's lower
that,
body.
But that has to be a lower body injury for sure if you're backed up.
Yes. That would be a rough
just
one.
Everyone is listed with a lower body injury.
They're banged all just up. Holding their bottom.
Banged up a bit different than backed up.
Coach, I'll be right back.
Man, why are you skating so slow right now?
And on
now?
The white ice, it'd just be so obvious.
You know what?
what? They're backed up. You don't know anything.
Down. Well, that's true.
They're backed up.
Right. It's not
it's
the
just
reverse problem.
Down. So heavy.
All bloated.
I feel so heavy right now.
Rough.
Gosh. So the Stars just had a wheel of cheese at team dinner.
Right.
Now they're
yeah.
all backed up.
Every one of them.
I love the thought that the team is constipated and they're all listed with a lower body injury like they do in hockey. That's funny. All right, so Matt is candidate number two. And candidate number three for the emergency break of the week is Bob Sturm from The Hardline. Now, this also happened on Wednesday, and this was during Why Today Doesn't Suck, the mix with the sweet spot. Monty is leading the segment, and they get to a This Day in History item when Bob says something that sounds a bit detached.
In the year 2009... This was the date of the shooting rampage at Fort Hood. It left 13 people dead.
I was there.
What?
I was, yeah. I was training
you
on him.
That wasn't a drop,
it?
Guys. That was a real yeah. Lando.
You were there?
I was. I was on the base.
Were you in the mess hall?
They locked us down. I think I left at like 9 p.m. And then the president flew in the next morning.
Were you eating rations?
No.
Yeah, clearing out all the MREs? Beans?
No, you don't. We were there for a week for training. I was already at
an MRE.
Were you getting baked behind the dumpster?
Man.
Lando, is this your jelly donut?
Military burnout, Devin Landry.
Trying to sell Obama some Vicodin?
Yeah.
Were you in formation?
It was pretty wild. It was complete lockdown. Nobody knew
no one
what was
cares,
going on.
Logan.
Did you hear
I care.
Did you hear the shots and stuff?
No, I didn't hear them.
Because you're too high?
Yes.
What are those?
He's too strung out.
How can I have PTSD when I've never been in combat?
I think I'm shell-shook.
I'm just high.
That's awesome.
Did you guys hear that?
I mean, it's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a life. Yeah. Well, it's a life experience for Lando that I just found out about. And
yeah,
I would have preferred he not experience.
I was in 9/11. Bob, was that awesome?
What a cool moment!
Well,
that
first
must
of all,
have been for you,
the most exciting thing you've ever done is gone to an Oklahoma football game. So
here we go.
Or Red Rocks.
Boy, the
you definitely are not serving our country.
So a very odd take by Bob that it was awesome that
That's
Lando
great.
Was there.
To be on that base.
Obviously.
When a mass shooting was happening.
So happy for you, Lando.
I love how everyone there is taking the high horse on Bob, though, after that.
Right.
All that dialogue we just listened to.
Exactly. Touching tribute?
Getting baked behind a dumpster.
We were just recounting his experience.
I'm familiar.
No, he was trying to tell you something that was very traumatic for him.
You know how
about
it works.
Him being within 5 square miles, that huge base, and not even hearing the shots or anything.
Right. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how it works on this station. Everybody takes turns up on the high horse.
That's right.
That's all,
we
that's
all
what
get
we're
a
all
chance
looking
to ride.
To do.
Boy, Bob backed in a corner is real great, though. Because he immediately lashes out at Corby. Yeah. What have you ever done? Go to an OU football game?
Right.
Yeah, it's a cornered animal situation.
Yeah.
All right, so those are our three candidates. Is it George for getting the giggles with P1 Wesley? Is it Matt McLaren for introducing an odd condition that the Stars may be battling? Or is it Bob for saying something that sounded a little detached about Kevin Landrum experiencing something traumatic? 888-787-1310. Let's get to the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week this week?
What were the choices again?
Okay.
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob's love of mass shootings and Hooter Brown.
Okay.
Jeez.
We don't know that he loves those.
Yeah, just that
just,
one.
He just appreciates them.
Sounded weird. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Oh. Hi, Tiger.
Wow. That wasn't very nice, Craig. I wish George was there because I'm voting for him.
Okay. I'll pass it along. He'll be happy to know that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins this week?
Phone call from Lower Heaven.
Oh, hey, wait a second, guys. I think this may be Coco, the sign language gorilla.
Hello, Monty.
Hey, Coco.
With recent death of backup president, Mr. Dick Cheney, Coco consult the actual baboon that donate external mechanical Lower Heaven full pump heart.
Okay.
Skoko and now Heartless, Lower Heaven Baboon Donator, and special guest consul Dick Cheney. Vote for Giggle Snort George. Yes, fire Nico.
Oh, Coco okay. had a little basketball message at the end.
He was the vice president, not the backup.
Yeah. Well, Coco has, when you translate from sign language, there's limited verbiage.
He's right. waiting to be subbed
yeah.
in.
Yeah, he doesn't have a full vocabulary. Right. I think we all know this about Coco. Okay, that's two for George. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week?
I'm voting for myself, Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones is voting for himself.
Okay, he wasn't a candidate, or you weren't a candidate.
It's a bit of an undervote.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week. Hello?
Are you gay?
No, but if I were, there'd be nothing wrong with that.
Are you gay?
It's a Norm vote.
What do you offer?
Who's not up?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's all he had.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
I think we got disconnected. What were the choices again?
Stop it.
Okay, that's funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
Come on, AM Radio!
This is double fake. This is double fake.
Yes, it is.
Morning, losers. I would like to vote for George, and Cruz and Alito would like to vote for Matt Khalil's two cocaine.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a... unfortunate story.
Well endowed.
That's a fairly close fake Natalie Maines. It's not the real one, but it's fairly close.
Yeah.
It's not the real fake Natalie Maines.
That was AI Natalie Maines.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey, guys. As I call in to vote for the e-break, I'm excited to be on the break because it's like Washington. It's a place to see and be seen, and you bump into Brady Tom and E-Break Man and that deep voice guy that I'd love to meet up with in Washington. And I'll vote for number two today.
Who is that supposed to be?
That's Norm talking to Pat Summerall.
Yeah, okay.
But
somehow
he got to Matt for a vote there.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
I like Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the E-Break.
I would like to vote for the surprisingly funny Little House on the Prairie.
The TV show. Not a candidate this week, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like?
Hey, Monty, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
As a P1 of WHIP, I say you and your showmates get your cash out, and me and Coach Timmy V will send you over some cash on Sundays.
Done.
And a vote for McLaren.
All right. Three votes for George, two for Matt, two for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting.
Uh-oh, turn down the radio. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the show. Please vote.
Junior's losing steam for this mess.
You're not George.
What?
You're not George.
Is this Brady Tom?
Oh, hey. It's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I just recognized the voice.
Sorry,
George isn't here this week.
Well, that's very sad. I miss George. I haven't talked to you in several weeks. But I will say I laughed so hard last week at George. He lost control, very much so.
Yeah, so you're voting for George?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to go ahead and vote for George. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Brady Tom. Good to hear from you again. All right, George is one away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
I would enjoy George. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Is this evil Mersanti's guy?
And that puts George over the top. We have a winner for George getting the giggles. Picking games against Wesley.
Do you have a lot of business jargon talk every day?
Pretty much. It's a bunch of spreadsheets, Zoom meetings, etc.
Okay. All right, Wesley. Well, here we go. It's five high school and five college and five pro. And we start off in the high school ranks where Melissa is at Prosper tonight to take on one of the girls.
What's so funny about that matchup?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just got the laughs.
Okay.
This is a big one.
Are you okay?
The way you're laughing about this, you know what?
I don't understand.
The way you're laughing about this makes me want to take Walnut Grove.
Okay. What about you, Wesley?
What was the matchup? I didn't catch it from your last.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
again,
Wesley.
George.
It's...
What is so funny about this matchup?
I don't know. I just got the laughs. It's Melissa at Prosper Walnut Grove. That's the matchup.
I'll take Prosper. I'll take Prosper.
Okay.
Who do you like, George?
I like Prosper.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing.
What? That's. I hope the people at the game tonight between those two teams have as much fun as George is having talking about those two teams.
I do too. Okay. There is a four-way tie right now atop District 10-6A. And Longview plays North Forney tonight.
Well, you know my dad, may he rest in peace.
Indeed.
Was a Longview
yes.
Lobo. Wow. All right. How many is that for George?
That is number 112 for George. He's now expanded his lead over Gordon. He now has a 4 e-break lead over Gordon for second place all time behind Norm.
All right.
That is quite a race between you and George.
I know it.
To catch the goat.
That's why we're bitter rivals.